Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And to my time with them when the 77 got taken away. So my time in P2, I definitely had a lot of time to reflect and really push myself as a driver to expand, more than just being in the car and driving. So being with my time at Winn Autosport really just allowed me to, think more like an engineer and kind of develop the car more. So it's definitely skills that I could bring into this program and be a more complete driver. So I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And, it was a nice call to get from Gary Nelson when I was at lunch one day.
He just
out of the blue. I didn't even think to reach out to Action Express. I was obviously looking to get back into to DPI with LMDH coming, or now the GTP. So I was obviously shopping around, but didn't even think to reach out to Action Express as they were, fighting for a championship. So I didn't, none of us, I think, knew that Nazar was going anywhere. So when I got a call from a North Carolina number, I was I thought it was spam initially. So it's a good thing I answered.
Also, you've just been out there, I guess, probably was the coldest part of the race. How's the temperature? How's the traffic? How's the conditions?
Yeah, as a Florida boy, I'm really struggling with these freezing temperatures. Just being outside, even in the car, my feet are pretty cold. I mean, my toes are finally getting some feeling now. But even on the outlaps, it really feels like you're in the rain or even ice. Like I said, it's freezing temperatures. But it's really just about getting past that outlap clean, even if you feel like you're, crawling out there, which you pretty much are. You get past that one lap clean, and the car starts to come alive after that. But it's so easy to get it wrong, on the brakes. We saw a couple people just slowly drive off the track in 3 and 5, locking that inside tire and then driving off the track. So it's getting to the end of this race is just about keeping your nose clean, not making mistakes like that.
And how was the traffic?
Traffic has been another thing that's been pretty chaotic. Honestly, this is my ninth time doing. This is my ninth time doing this race, and it feels like the first time, just because it's such a different flow with this many cars on track and this much traffic. So it's definitely been an eye opener, and you can go from hero to zero in one lap. Build up a 20-second lead and have it taken away in one corner, just based off of where you get the traffic. So it definitely takes a lot of patience, and you get too greedy and that's when mistakes happen. So it's been a good learning experience.
Thank you.
Any others? Get a mic. Here we go.
Where?
Just boomerang it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Gary Watkins, also put that. You had a little constant with 48.
Yes.
And I think you also had a little off
with Ericsson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Night. Can you just tell us about those two?
I know the first one with Ericsson, he had just gone on we were on alternate strategies. So I was on hot tires. The O2 was on stickers, just coming out of the pits. I went to the outside and pretty much cleared him. I got a clear from the spotter, turned in, but still left a little room because I know how it is on the outlaps, and before I knew it, I was backwards. So again, it's an easy mistake to make. It's really challenging conditions out there with it being so cold. It can just go away from you so quickly. So you know, I think it's just the way that this race is sometimes is very brutal. And then with Vodier, I'm not really sure. I thought it was I was well clear, and then same thing. I was you know, I saved it from going all the way around, but definitely got to send the bill to Daytona about my grass trimming.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Holly?
I just wanted to ask you, I mean, from the outside, obviously, it looks like now we're down to four cars. Does it feel as if it's still any man's race? Is there anything you see that needs to be overcome or that you're concerned about with the overcoming?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 6 hours is still a long way to go. Again, it just takes one little incident and then your lap's down and out of the race. So this is when every second counts. You know, there's not that, who knows? There might not be that many yellows, or there might be 40 yellows, and then the 01 might be in again. But who knows? But yeah, definitely with four cars, it's still a tight race. All those four cars are shooting pretty equal lap times, so the racing's gonna be fierce all the way to the end.
Back to Gary.
During the daylight, you look like the Caddy had a small edge.
Yeah.
And then it sort of flipped around in the dark or cooler. I don't know which one.
Right.
Cooler. Do you think it's going to flick around the other way?
I hope not.
Oh, no, but flick around yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought the 31 car was pretty strong during the night. Mm-hmm. The balance was really nice, and it was the most neutral it's felt all race, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe that's just the way the 31 car set up. The Ganassi cars are definitely quick, so who knows what they're doing on their camp. But I honestly think we'll have a pretty strong car for the end of the race. I remember during the day it was strong, balance was good. We'll see what the Acuras are as well. They got a lot of top end speed, so racing them's been tough all race.
Do you think that could be crucial in the run? You know, that last.
Definitely. Half, yeah. It's just going to, we saw it at the Roar, right? You know, Westbrook fighting the 10 car. It just takes a last-ditch effort just to try to get something done. So I think that's what we're going to see at the end of the race as well. It's been a tough race in that sense, but luckily with all this traffic, it gives you opportunities, so you never know what can happen.
Thank you.
Great.
Not seeing any other hands, so thanks for coming in, Tristan.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later on.
Hey, when we get, you know, like those of us who stayed up all night, and we get in the car and we're tired, I mean, we can stick our head out the window and turn the radio up, do whatever. How do you, I mean, I know you're getting rest, but maybe not enough. How do you shake off that kind of sleepiness, kind of, you know, burning eyes kind of thing? Or is it just the adrenaline that keep you going?
Yeah, I mean, it's the adrenaline of the competition, and try not to die, right? So those two things keep you pretty much awake. But yeah, I mean, for sure, it's a tough call when they knock on your door at whatever 5:30, and you went to bed at 2 after driving for 3-4 hours. But it's the same for everyone. It's part of what makes the 24 Hours of Daytona so unique and so special and such a challenge to win.
Can you sleep, or do you just sort of toss and turn?
You can sleep. It's hard to fall asleep just because, you know, again, you have that adrenaline still going, and, you know, usually there's some sort of caffeine supplements that you've taken up until that point. But once you kind of just close your eyes and you fall asleep, and it's fine. But it's like, I don't know, I'm sure a lot of people in the room agree that like 20-minute naps are great, but like 2-hour naps are terrible.
Yeah.
So you kind of get a 2-hour nap, and it's like the worst thing because your body thinks you're done for the day, and then you're not. But ultimately, like I said, same for everyone. And yeah, it's all good. That's a big advantage, having 4 drivers. You know, when we were at Team Penske, it was only 3 of us, and it was a lot more demand, for sure. So having 4 is certainly better.
Have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock. There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favourite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform, or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.
One question. Oh, are we up to work?
I think we get a net gain,
but if the drag race,
maybe more than the others. But with that said, I think we do a really, we try and be very meticulous with how we treat the car, and you know, make sure you've got all your components and as much of the floor left as possible for the last kind of 2 hours. So you kind of just try and stay in touch for 22 hours, and then for 2 hours you use the car up and use everything that it's got left. But every year the pace gets higher and higher. You know, I think last year, until the morning, the fastest lap we saw was kind of like a low 35, and now it's 34 zeros. So at one point, you got to start using the car to kind of have that sort of performance. So it's just it's a balancing act. You know, you push hard in certain phases of the race that are critical, and you try and conserve in other phases.
Hello, Holly.
I'm just curious. Assuming these 4 cars get through without any major thing happening, how chippy do you think it's going to get here at the end of the race?
Oh, it's already pretty chippy, I think, which is great. I mean, it always blows my mind, even thinking back to kind of Petit last year. You know, it was a 10-hour race that came down to the last part of the last lap for the championship. You look back to Daytona last year, and it was a huge fight in the final stint with us and the 01 car. And I would imagine it's going to be the same again, potentially, with 4 cars. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be wild for sure. I think it's going to be Very entertaining for those at home and very stressful for those of us who have something on the line.
Good job.
Alex, it's your last IMSA race. I'm wondering, do you think you'll miss it?
It's not my last IMSA race forever. Yeah. Just this year. Yes and no. I really enjoy driving for Wayne, and that 10-car team is pretty special in a lot of ways, from, you know, the management to the engineering department to the mechanics to everyone. It's a really unique organization. So I'll miss that part of it. I won't miss sharing a car. I will miss the multi-class racing, for sure. I think that, you know, when you compare it to IndyCar, sometimes you can get into an IndyCar race and you'll do 80% of the race kind of by yourself and just kind of pound around. Whereas here, like, there's never a lap that you're not with another car and trying to fight to gain time and beat your competition. So I think that I'll miss that phase of it, but ultimately, it's a lot of sitting around, for sure. But it's okay. I've enjoyed it. I love this event in particular. But yeah, we'll be back at one point. Just we're gonna take a break for a little bit.
We're gonna follow it. That's right. I gave it back. Of the 12 IndyCar drivers, 6 are still in contention for class victory. What do you think that says about you guys?
That we chose good teams. You know, I think this is. I mean, I talk about how IndyCar is a team sport, and it doesn't matter who you are as a driver, you got to have a good team around you. And now, I think that's either tripled or quadrupled that effect. So you got to be in the right program and have the right people. And I think honestly, there'd be more had Ganassi not had their issues. So, you know, I think that it gives credit to the NTT IndyCar Series in the sense that, you know, the top level teams here, the best teams in whatever class that is, looked to IndyCar to kind of source their endurance drivers. It shows the level of IndyCar and kind of the respect that it has across all motorsport platforms. So I think that's very cool. And it's been a big honor to be able to represent IndyCar in IMSA.
Thank you. Anything else for Alex?
One more.
Molly.
How's Wayne?
How's what?
Wayne.
Wayne's up and down. You know, he's a roller coaster of emotions. He's pretty tired right now. But I compare him to, honestly, to Mario. You know, I've gotten to know Mario a lot over the past 6 years, and I think he has more passion for driving a race car and being involved in racing more than a lot of paid professional racing drivers. And Wayne's the same way. Like, he just loves it. And when it's going well, he's the happiest person in the world. And when it's not, he's the opposite of that. But it just shows his passion and his commitment for the sport and how much it means to him and his whole family.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.